You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter, Ian Brown. In the until and unless the Red Sox sign somebody who is by acclamation, or acquire somebody who is by acclamation a number one starter, the topic will remain. We had a column on this, on your site fairly recently about that, something that won't go away. And now there seems to be a new round of Cole Hamels rumors. What's your understanding as far as where the Red Sox stand with any kind of possibility of acquiring Hamels right now?
Yeah, Matthew, I think there's a lot more urgency from outside the Red Sox organization, whether it's fans or media, you know, or other teams who might want to engage the Red Sox in talks for them to get a Cole Hamels. I think the Red Sox kind of know what the price is right now, and they're happy with what they have, and they think that they can go to battle with this rotation. I think Ben Cherington is quietly optimistic with the rotation he has. It doesn't have that true number one, but I think the Red Sox are of the belief that not every team needs a true number one starter. You can kind of, if you have five guys who can do the job, maybe I think you can at least get through to the trading deadline, you know, without that quintessential number one on paper. And I think that's what they're trying to do. And they also look at, hey, who last year at this time thought Corey Kluber was an ace and was going to win a Cy Young Award? Sometimes an ace develops who, you know, might not look like an ace going into a season. So I think the Red Sox also think that's possible. But right now, as long as the Phillies are looking for a Blake Swihart or a Mookie Betts, I think the Red Sox are all set on Cole Hamels.
It did seem, and you know, you follow this closer than I do, which is why I ask you this. It does seem that the reports seem to suggest that one way or another, perhaps the Phillies were softening a little, or that their asking price had come down or adjusted. Do you get that impression, or is that not the case?
No, not the impression I've got. I mean, I'm sure if the Phillies are that motivated to get rid of Hamels, you know, I'm sure that you know, their price will come down at some point. The question is, you know, can they make a trade with the Red Sox that won't involve Swihart or Betts? Because I think the Red Sox are pretty adamant that these are two key guys for them. When you look at the middle of the field for the next few years, so they don't want to go there. So if they could get down to Bradley and then some major league talent, whether it's an Alan Craig or some other guys, you know, they could be creative and putting it together a package like that, then it gets realistic. But from what I've heard, it still seems like the Phillies are looking for Swihart at the very least. And as long as that's the case, it's just not going to match up.
If they've got Vasquez, why is that such a sticking point?
Well, I think that they like Vasquez a lot, but I think they really look at Swihart and can be somebody special with his bat and with the different things he can do offensively and defensively. I think the jury is still very much out on Vasquez, you know, what kind of hitter he's going to be. Defensively, there's no question he can be a difference maker. But, you know, Swihart's got a real nice left-handed bat that they're really high on, and I think they're just really leery of letting him go. So, you know, I think and they also – it's also a tricky one because you could say, oh, why don't they just trade Vasquez? Well, the Red Sox feel that Christian Vasquez for 2015 is their best catcher, and the Swihart's not quite ready. So catching depth is a thing that a lot of teams don't have. So I don't think the Red Sox necessarily want to compromise that right now until they see exactly how it's going to sort itself out, exactly how you know, what kind of players Swihart and Vasquez can both be in the major leagues.
The other name that's out there, and he's for my money, certainly not on a level with Cole Hamels or some of these guys we consider one, but James Shields is still out there. You know, he's probably a legit two on a good staff. Is he a viable possibility for them at all, or is that really kind of a non-starter?
Yeah, I don't think he's a possibility, Matt. The Red Sox talked to James Shields back at the winter meetings, had sort of an introductory conversation with him, and talks didn't really progress much from there. And you look at Shields' numbers lifetime at Fenway Park, they're pretty bad. You know, he has just never pitched well in that ballpark. So I think that, you know, Shields is kind of, you know, I think what the Red Sox look at is Shields is, you know, he's kind of a big name, but I think the Red Sox feel that a guy like Rick Porcello might be able to pitch better than Shields this year for a lot less money. And, you know, you also look at Clay Buchholz. They look at Clay Buchholz as somebody who, you know, if he could ever stay healthy and stop being a tease, you know, he's somebody who could equal or better what James Shields has done. So my sense is, unless the Red Sox have really been covering this well, I just don't think that they're all that high on James Shields. I don't see him coming to Boston.
They have done a little bit of adjustment around the margins of the roster, particularly in the bullpen here recently. I thought Alexi Ogando was an interesting acquisition. What do they expect from Ogando? What do they think he can offer?
Yeah, they're really hoping that he can help in that 7th-8th inning role to help set up Koji. I mean, this is a guy, Ogando, who before he developed some arm problems last year, this guy's a pretty effective reliever. So I think what the Red Sox have done, and they did this a couple years ago too, is they're just acquiring as many good relief pitchers as they can. You know, knowing that there's always attrition in the bullpen, knowing that there's always, you know, unpredictable performance of the bullpen. You know, you look at when they got Koji 2 years ago, you know, they were just looking at him. People didn't even really know how he fit at the time. You know, he wound up becoming the closer. So I think, it's just, like I said, Ben Chiarin can just try to get as many options as he can, viable options for manager John Farrell in the bullpen, and Ogando certainly gives them another guy when he's right. You know, he's a very good pitcher.
And then another sort of seemingly minor, but to me interesting move was the trade for Robbie Ross. They parted with a guy in Renato who not that long ago seemed like a pretty big part of their future. What was the thought process behind that move?
Yeah, Matthew, I was a little surprised about the Renato Ross trade too, just because, like I said, last year at this time we were looking at Renato along with Barnes and Owens and some of their other pitchers as some of their better pitchers in their farm system. Now Renato did pitched in the major leagues a little bit last year and gave up a lot of home runs. So I don't know whether they just saw some fatal flaw and whether they just saw that he was never going to get much better than what he does, than what he did last year, or whether they're just really excited about what Robbie Ross can do. And I think that they think Ross, in the bullpen, they think that he could carve out a real niche. And you look, the Red Sox have never quite replaced Andrew Miller as a lefty in that bullpen ever since they, got rid of him last July, and then he signed with the Yankees this winter. So still trying to get some effectiveness from the left side, and they think that maybe there's some untapped potential there with Ross where he could really excel as a full-time reliever.
Are they set in the bullpen now, or is there still more tweaking there to be done?
I would think, just looking at it on paper, that they have a lot of guys now, and there's already a competition there for several spots. So I think that they're by and large, they're done in the bullpen right now, and you're going to see how all these pieces fit together in camp. You're going to see who's going to be the main lefty coming out of the bullpen, whether it's Ross or whether it's Breslow or whether it's Tommy Lane, the guy who pitched pretty well last year, and then Cody's your closer as long as he's healthy, and then how does that set up with Tozawa and Ogando and some of the other guys they got this winter. So Red Sox feel good about their bullpen, I think, because they have a lot of options. It's just a matter of seeing how John Farrell can best put it all together in camp.
And then the last remaining big name out there is Yoan Moncada. Last aside from Shields. Is he a guy that the Red Sox could be a player on? It's kind of hard. When you're the Red Sox, it's pretty much always the name. It's going to be asked. So do you think that get involved in that, or do you think they sit that out?
Yeah, I mean, they did look at him, they were one of the teams that had a private workout for him. But the Red Sox just made a pretty big expenditure in Ruzne Castillo last summer. And, Mercado is an interesting guy, but he's an up-the-middle player, and they have Pedroia, and they have probably Xander Bogaerts for the foreseeable future. So I'm just not quite sure the Red Sox are going to put together quite the financial package that another team might, like the Yankees or the Dodgers or, some of the other teams that you've heard. But, I'm quite certain that the Red Sox are going to make an offer, but I don't get the sense that they're all in on this guy and that they're willing to go top dollar, because I think that they have some players at the positions he's best at.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.